As I talk about, one thing we're trying to emphasize is tempo and practicing at an up tempo and doing things fast. And that's what we're getting accomplished. Some good things out there, some physical play, a little bit sloppy. I think part of it is just trying to get to understand what our tempo is once now that we are in pads. And I talked about that with the guys after practice. And I told myself to understand, you know, how we practice in pads. So I expect a better practice tomorrow.
What was the thought process with the 3 o'clock practice? Pretty hot out here, first day in pads. Want to just get these guys used to it?
Yes, it's all part of it, you know, being acclimated to it. And also part of it is the cycle of the way we practice, you know. We can't go from an immediate night practice to a morning practice right away either, so I'm trying to do that as well. But we are looking at, you know, at certain times a day that we want to practice because we play at certain times of days. You know, the obvious is having the morning practice, again, because it's cooler in the morning. If we get bad weather, we can postpone it to later in the day. Whereas if you always have night practice, you can't do that. But today also partly was, again, the cycle of the practice times, and also just we're going to practice on occasion in the afternoon because our opener's at 4:30.
Yeah. Understanding it's early, but it looks like a punt returner had trouble holding on to the ball the first 2 nights.
Oh, yeah. The ball's been kicked very high, and they've been hard to read, a little bit of wind today. But they got to continue to work at it and try and get better. I mean, you know, that's why we're practicing. Just keep practicing and practicing and practicing. I mean, those guys have all returned punts in their careers, and you know, we're going to continue to work all these guys.
Does it make you kind of appreciate what Ginn did last year?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, and again, you know, the thing that we have to understand is first and foremost, we got to catch the ball. And that's the biggest thing that we got to emphasize with these guys is, you know, catch it. I care less if we fair caught it every time, but we need to catch it.
Is that a position where down the road when guys start getting cut, you can look for somebody outside help?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but, you know, again, we got to find out what these guys can do, and I know Antoine Kaysen can do it because I've seen him do it. He has that kind of ability, so, you know, he's one of the guys that'll get an opportunity. You know, Philly Brown's a guy that's got an opportunity, as is Kenyon Barner, you know, and there's a few other guys that'll be added to the mix as we continue to go forward.
You mentioned yesterday about all the tight ends. Again, today, it seemed like they were making a spectacular catch after another out there.
Well, you know, again, I think the thing that, you know, we talk about is, you know, last year, you know, Greg Olsen led us in receptions. The tight end position was very prominent in this offense, especially in 12 personnel where you got two tight ends. You know, and I think, again, the big thing is if we get consistent play from everybody, the wide receivers, the tight ends, I think as an offense we can have success, and that's the thing that we got to do. The one thing that we haven't had is we haven't had that compliment to Greg, you know, since Jeremy Shockey. So that's another reason why we're looking at these guys very, very closely and trying to see what kind of football players they are.
Is there a scenario, though, with Richie counted as a tight end that you could keep five on this roster?
Yeah, we kept four last year, you know. So, and again, a lot of it depends on injuries and health, obviously, and, you know, how everybody plays. So we'll make those decisions as we go through.
Is that one of the reasons why when everyone was kind of – you're talking about the receivers this offseason, you felt some comfort because you knew what you had at tight end?
Well, we know we have a tight end, but, again, you still got to have, you know, some threat at wide receiver, and that's the nice thing that we're starting to see. We're seeing Kelvin make plays. We're seeing the consistency of Jericho and Jason Afon. We're seeing, you know, Philly Brown step up. We're seeing Brenton Burson step up. Kealoha Polaris has looked good. You know, Taquan shows us some vertical threat. You know, we've got some young guys that have some ability. But again, you know, knowing what we have at tight end, yeah, I can feel very comfortable.
Mike Tolbert said he's in tremendous shape, that he's lost 13 pounds. You know, obviously it's kind of come to define him a little bit, but do you see him in tremendous shape out here?
Oh, yeah, Round's a great shape. He's done a nice job, but he did come in. He came in underweight. He came in ready to go, and it shows in his play right now. So, you know, the biggest thing that we want him to continue is to maintain that weight, so he maintains an effective play too. You know, we don't want him to, you know, lose that nose for the goal line that he has. You know, I mean, a lot of times he's our fourth down go to guy. He's our third down, you know, and crunch time guy. So, you know, that's why it's important for him to be in shape but be ready to go. And again, you know, hopefully when Jonathan gets back out there, he'll take a little bit of load off of him as well.
You want him to be fat. You want Mike to be fat.
I want Mike to be round.
Okay. Is it easier to evaluate these position battles, especially on the line, when they're in pads?
Yes, very much so. Now you can see the effectiveness or the ineffectiveness some players have once they're in pads. And some guys will stand out, and some guys, you know, show you exactly what they are. So, you know, we've been anxious to get into pads to find out what we have on the offensive line. We'll break this tape down and get an opportunity to really see what these guys are and what's going on and, you know, who needs to improve at what.
With the limited number of pad practices now, how valuable and how much more important is it considering that competition?
It's very, very, very important. It really is. And again, we've got to make sure everybody's getting enough quality reps so that they can truly be evaluated and they can develop and they can work on their game. It's real important that, that we take advantage of every padded practice we have.
Any impression there on how the two tackles battling for the left side did today?
You know, I didn't get a chance to watch one-on-one pass rush. I was watching the 7-on-7. I wish I had that chance to watch. I would have really liked that. But based on what I saw on the team, I was pretty excited. You know, they get their communications down. They're getting their pickups down. But really, to me, the big evaluation will be obviously when they're in pass rush. You know, they both run block very well. They both play, you know, very handsy football. And we've got to see them as much as possible. To be honest, I really didn't get a chance to evaluate the one-on-ones.
Ron, ideally, when would you like to have that decision made?
By the end of the second preseason game. You know, it's going to be interesting because we're going to play two good pass rushing teams when we get there. You know, Buffalo is a good pass rushing team. I hope they play. I really do hope they play their first bunch of pass rushers a good spell. And then Kansas City is a very good pass rushing team as well. I hope they play their pass rushers a good stretch because that's the only way we're going to be able to evaluate these guys and get a real good read. I mean, they'll get comfortable with our guys. They'll know who our guys are. The real good test will be against good pass rushing players and teams when we get into the preseason.